And that has been something that in my yoni journey that has emerged as well, of actually going inside of myself for the purpose of connection, not for the purpose to perform something, to get somewhere, to be something.
Yeah, no agenda.
No agenda.
Just being with her. Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in your consciousness to the Naked Human Podcast. I want to acknowledge your presence and what it took for you to be here today listening. My intention for you is that you receive what you came here for and find what you didn't know you needed. This podcast is about what it means to be a human being and what it really means to be naked, and how our relationship with Mother Nature has the power to heal us. My name is Carrie Cott, and I'm a nude nature photographer, licensed physician of Chinese medicine, plant guide, and wild woman embodiment mentor. I help women heal from sexual trauma, awaken their authentic voice, and distinguish between fear and intuition so they can be led by their deep feminine heart. I bring to life in this podcast my own internal wisdom. I will only share what I've learned and experienced on a personal level. As you listen, I encourage you to take from this what you need and just trash the rest. So, happy listening. Welcome to this moment in time and what I'm dubbing a very special conversation with my friend and co-host of the Nude Yoni Embodiment Retreat happening this May in Brooksville, Florida, Aurora Casey Winquist. Everybody clap!
Yay! Thank you, Carrie. So glad to be here.
So Aurora is, I just want to say, a special human. And yeah, from my perspective as well, because we're co-facilitating and it's a very intimate space. And for me to invite someone into this space, it has to align. And I feel like that's why there's the word special that's showing up. And I just had chills about that. But I'm thinking about the yoni, which is what our retreat is centered around, and receiving, you know, our yonis being a vessel of receptivity and this space to receive in life and then to give birth. And for me, I've received you into this space, and it feels really, really yummy. And so Aurora is really connected to utilizing the power of the yoni. And before we started this conversation, I asked her what her spirit animal would be, and she said the feline, the cat. I feel like that's so yoni. Like, that's so yoni.
Cats are very sensual, right? They're so connected to that.
Yeah, they really
feeling
are.
Good in their bodies and knowing what they want.
Oh, cats definitely know what they want, and they're not afraid to engage it, ask for it, have it be delivered.
Right. Yeah, they know their yes, they know their no, and yeah, that's something that I strive to have access to, and it's always connected to our bodies and our yonis.
Yeah, so I think that this is just a brain diving into the whole conversation. And the cat, how significant the cat is. Oh my gosh. And then I just also got it. Cats are called pussies.
Oh my gosh. No, I didn't even think about that too. That's so funny. How aligned.
I mean, yeah. Come on. So flowing with the cat energy here, the cat totem in this space. And you said it, like, cats know their yeses and they know their noes.
Mm-hmm. They do. You know, and another thing that's kind of coming through right now, too, is the purring. Like, they have the voice. They're always, like, in this vibration of the frequency that they carry. And that's something that, you know, we're going to be getting into the retreat a little bit more later on in the conversation. But it's ultimately coming into just harmony with our unique expression and our voice and connecting that to our bodies and what's alive in our bodies in every moment. And it's powerful medicine. And it feels good. Yes.
Yeah. And we can totally bring in the conversation, the retreat here now, because this is how we connected. And this is the medicine that we're sharing and that we're offering in that space. And, you know, just talking about the tuning of that sound, man, I want to keep purring, like, and then I just have this image, and it's specifically one of my cats. I have two cats, and I just think about purring, but, like, you know, just, he opens his belly, his, like, intimate part when he's just feeling so loved and open and vulnerable and,
yeah, and safe.
Safe, yes. And that, the cat is such a powerful reflection for the yoni. And that when we feel safe, we can open.
Gosh, there's so much there. I had no idea that this cat question was going to bring up so much.
Yeah. I did not know that either. But
every time I see cats, I'll even if they're a male cat, I'll call them she. They just have such a reflection for the feminine energy for me. Yeah. So it's a great way to connect with the feminine nature, the feminine essence, whether you're a male or a female, the feline offers us that, I think.
Yeah. So the sound of the purr and the tuning and bringing in that vibrational space and even how the throat is mirrored to the pelvis and to the yoni.
Yes.
And how we can utilize the awakening through the throat to help open up this space in the pelvis as well.
I know, and that takes, it takes what? Trust? Trusting in ourselves and a willingness to really surrender, getting out of the judgments that we can create that creates limitations around the expression that's available to us. But yeah, so it's really trusting in ourselves and surrendering and honoring, you know, what's to be delivered, what's to be felt, what's to be expressed through us in each moment.
Yeah, in our journey together, we have mindfully curated a space to awaken, open, and I'm getting the word unfold, the space of our yoni. And there's layers of sounding, of sight, of doing yoni gazing, yoni sunning, yoni massage, of actually touching our yonis and communicating through letter writing and discovery through what has been our yoni story. Like, we have all these intricate layers in our retreat to awaken this energy that's within us, that's been dormant, that's been shamed and shunned and
maybe forgotten.
Forgotten.
You know, it's like getting to know our yonis in a new way, letting ourselves spend time to get to know her Right, to feel her, to see her, to truly see her, to truly feel her and be so present with the unlimited potential that she carries. You know, I feel like our yonis are like this entryway to the divine, to creation, life force, creative energy. And there's so much beauty and power to that. And that's not something that I was taught. And I know many of us have not been taught to really even connect or consider the fact that our yonis are like a gateway to the divine. And all of our dreams and potential, it's just this infinite flow of abundant life force energy. And yeah, when we're in harmony with that and start to listen, really listen and see her and see the beauty that she carries, it's only going to be reflected externally, but it starts from within and within our feminine source. This is our source, the very essence of who we are. There's like this foundation of life force that starts there, that's held there in the yoni.
Yeah, I'm over here smiling, but y'all can't see that. I'm just like feeling that energy, having my eyes closed, receiving that in. Yeah. The portal of creation of life. And you said the word forgotten. And I think that's really a powerful word there. It's like forgotten. It's left out of the equation. For so many, it certainly also was in a space where I was, you know, little and taught this about my body and about my yoni. And also what came in when you said the word forgotten was the word numb.
Yeah. It's been numbed. Yeah, a lot of women aren't able to feel any sensation in the yoni, right? And that's, I think, a reflection of us numbing out and not being able to really truly be connected to the divine life force that we are as unique women. You know, we all have stories and traumas that we've experienced, even if it's just a belief system. Sometimes belief systems, I believe, can be traumas. That's traumatic to imagine what our yonis is and to have such fear around really connecting with them in a powerful, intentional way. And yeah, like that word forgotten, but on the other end of that, it's remembered. So we're coming together to start to remember this power in a really intentional and beautiful way. We're not like using power to manipulate or control or, you know, nothing weird or funny like that. It's about really connecting maybe our higher mind, our heart, our bodies to our yoni, to the true essence.
Yeah, and I'm also hearing the word awakening in that, and I get this imagery which is also connected to the energy of numbness, right? And so it's on what's on the end of forgotten, the other end is remembering. And just imagine being in winter and it's been cold and icy and snowy, and then the warmth of the yang, the spring energy starts, starts to emerge. And there's an unthawing, there's an awakening. And so connected to that energy of remembering about how it's not, this power isn't about controlling or anything like that. It's just something's awakening that has been dormant, that has been forgotten, that has been isolated, that has been shunned, pushed aside, neglected, and it's coming to life through the warmth of life, right? The warmth moves and circulates life. And so there's the spring unthawing and awakening and the return of something that is inherent.
Yeah.
Which I think is actually also a good depiction of what yoni sunning is. Right. So it's like yoni sunning is inviting in, it's opening your legs and allowing your yoni to receive and to drink in the sunshine. And so it's inviting in that warmth and that energy, which we can tap a bit more into if we want to in this conversation, but it is about inviting in also some masculine energy, because it's more that active warmth into this very sacred yin portal of the body, which
yeah, it's so deep.
Yeah. And so these practices, right, and the practice of yoni sunning has this energetic symbolism to it. It's inviting in and allowing the warmth to enter a part of ourselves. And then it becomes healing, because in order to invite something in and to receive it in, there's going to be a natural like purging and release of that which doesn't belong anymore, or that which has been stagnant, because it's going to require movement in a place that's been forgotten.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the practices that we're going to be bringing in could absolutely, and it will bring up stuff. So we're here for all of that, right? To see it all, to see everything that's been buried and suppressed, and allowing the light to shine down upon it, to shine down upon our yonis and all that we are there, you know, that life force, that source that we carry in our bodies, and seeing the true source of that, allowing the sun. So yeah, I know we're doing the sun gazing, but we're also doing yoni gazing with our own yonis, truly allowing ourselves to see ourselves in that way, allowing the sun to see, but allowing ourselves to see. And I think that there's just so much that's happened within my own life once I began to allow myself to just truly spend time acknowledging and seeing my own yoni, you know, learning what she looks like, what she feels like. You know, it's not for anybody else. You know, I can only speak from myself, and I don't know if you can relate to this too, Carrie, but previous relationships with myself and other people, it was like my yoni was in service to others more than it was for myself, and I didn't really even know what she felt like. You know, it was always for somebody else's pleasure for a lot of my life, you know, and I, so it's just, there's a reclamation of the beauty and the power and just the love that we carry, and getting to know her by physically touching and seeing her, you know, for ourselves, is really powerful and honorable.
Yeah, and that what you share about, you know, your yoni being in service to others and for others' pleasure, I have a feeling that, I mean, I haven't taken a poll about this, and I would probably bet that that is an experience every woman has experienced, or on some level is still operating from. And I think it's really valuable to hear you speak about, you know, it's this is for you, and this is a part of you, and like not even really knowing what she felt like and what she needed. And that has been something that in my yoni journey that has emerged as well, of actually going inside of myself for the purpose of connection, not for the purpose to perform something, to get somewhere, to be something.
Yeah, no agenda.
No agenda.
Just being with her. Yeah.
And that's some really potent medicine, is no agenda.
Right? Not forcing anything on ourselves. And also checking in and asking. Like, we'll be bringing that into the weekend as well, as like letting yourself get create a new habit around asking your yoni and checking in with her about decisions that you're making, you know, throughout the weekend and just throughout the life, you know, like when we're touching her, does she want us to enter her? Or even like I do that with my yoni egg practices. Like, does my yoni want this inserted inside of her right now? Or is this just something that my human mind is thinking I need at this moment, you know? And just really, you know, it's a level of honoring and listening.
Yeah.
What's for the highest? Yeah.
Really checking in. And that is about connection as well. So there's these different layers, right? And how we can connect with our yoni, with this part of ourselves. And it doesn't always require like a physical touch or a physical seeing. It's about creating a connection through communication, because that's an active relationship if you're checking in with yourself in that way.
Yes. Yes, and it can always change. You know, we're fluid beings. So yeah, it's fun to be able to just tune in and ask questions of in and listen and see how it shifts and changes throughout the day as you start to listen to her. And yeah,
I feel like that's so incredibly healing and important in general as it comes to like the human life experience, where we aren't typically innately taught to check in with ourselves or other people.
And it's, what is the outcome if we do that? Right? It's like, oh my gosh, like how aligned our lives will be. You know, I know that it's like as I've started really listening, I'm only doing that which is like a holy heavens yes to me. Because I know myself. I know I'm listening. I'm like connected to my source, to my essence. And yeah, that's how we get to create our life around that. What's really aligned with our true source, with our true north, with our true essence. And that's going to provide us with a life of joy and health and overflowing abundance and all things that light us up and are meant for us. And, you know, that's so good.
Yeah. It really is. It's juicy and alive and exciting.
Yeah, and we all carry that wisdom. Yeah, we're just strengthening that muscle and creating a space to practice and to start that journey. And it's really powerful to share it with other women too, right?
Yeah.
To be in these intentional, focused spaces of honoring each other, because we're reflections for each other, you know? Our stories might look a little different, but we all do carry similar themes that we're really working with in our lives. And it's so beautiful to be in circle and to just be those reflections and reminders for each other.
Yeah. And connect deeper through that space. And we all have yonis, right?
Yeah, we do.
And what's popping in is about, you know, this whole conversation about getting to know her, getting to know your yoni. About it doesn't matter where we are in our past. Like, it's just about continuously getting to know her. And no matter how practiced we are or we become, there's always a layer. So even if this is something that's new for you, and you're just starting out and awakening this space, it's beautiful. And even if you've been in this space, there's always another layer of expanding into.
Yes. Always, always a layer deeper.
Always a layer deeper. So you are not, I don't know, there's something popping in about if you think you're late to the show, you're not. Mm-hmm. You're right on time.
And once you think that you've embodied something, there's always yeah. There's always more.
There's always more. And connecting with your yoni is an insanely powerful, opening, abundant, expansive space that, like, the capacity for the energy to move is, I don't know, this is just my perspective, but it's really great. Like, it's like a great amount of life-changing, vital life force here.
Yeah.
In this relationship that I just kind of want to say it moves mountains. The heavens, the gates open of your legs and the mountains move.
Like the mountains. Like I imagine, I picture the breasts, the mouth.
Yeah.
The legs open and then the heart and the breasts are there open as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So getting to know your yoni, continuing to open the layers, journeying within is what's available in this space of connection with her. And it's what's available in journeying if you choose to come and journey in person together in this intimate space with Aurora and I and the other women whose yonis have said yes.
Yeah, listen to your yoni. Yeah, does she light up at the sound of this? Or is there just that inner yearning of knowing that it's something that's been maybe stirring within you already to get to know your yoni or your body in general? I mean, this is a nude, retreat, and there's so much medicine in that alone is just, fully accepting all that we are as women in our bodies, all the different shapes and sizes. And, that's just been so much within itself in my own journey as well, is just allowing myself to be seen in my skin without any clothes on, for 4 days. Together of just shedding the layers, shedding the, really truly being raw and open and in your wild, organic, womanly self, and just remembering that beauty, the natural beauty. There's no makeup, no cell phones, no pictures, except for the ones that you take, Carrie. But just really being so open and raw and connected to the natural rhythms of the life force that's within you and around you, because we're going to be on the earth, close to the earth in her rhythms. And we're so closely connected, right? Like the earth.
Yeah.
And our bodies. So I wonder what the moon phase is during that time. Did you ever look at the moon phase of when our retreat is?
I did not, actually. I always feel like the alignment for the dates is really calls for what medicine is needed. And I actually just glanced at my calendar really quick and it is pre-full moon. So it is
okay.
It's on the emergence, the full moon after the day that we complete is like 4 days.
Okay.
And that's so fun. It's on this cusp of fullness and opening into that. And
it's perfect.
Yeah. And so I imagine the sky will have some beautiful light in it at night. And I don't know.
Oh, I know. I'm just looking forward to being on the land like that. The property is just breathtaking, beautiful, natural. Yeah.
And just allowing that relationship with the earth to be there as a support. And like you shared, that the nudity in itself is the fact that we'll be nude is such powerful medicine as well. And all the layers, all the pieces are intentionally there as medicine in their existence. So we will be going through different practices and we will be held in the medicine, the support with the earth and with our bodies, with our bodies being bare and the capacity for communication that happens being naked without having barriers of our clothing. There's a level of communication that is available to be happening in the natural environment that is really, I don't know all the scientific aspects of it. I just know that there is a very real experience that happens, that I've experienced, that women have shared in their feedback about what is available by being naked and being naked outside.
Yeah. And I love that it's more than just one. This isn't just one day.
Yeah.
Like we're really dropping into that for four days.
And we can soak up and receive the nourishment from our mother, from the earth in a whole new different way. And also, I think it's also really incredible to be able to go to the bathroom outside, because even when we do like open ourselves to urinate into the earth, we open our yoni and we are releasing, but we're also opening this part and it allows for that deeper connection.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just think that that is magnificent and beautiful. And
I agree. Yeah, and it's like giving it back, that recycled connection. You know, we're drinking from the waters of the earth and we get to give it back.
Yes, because the earth wants those things, wants dead skin cells, wants urine and feces and saliva and all the things that get eliminated from our bodies. The earth, that's food and nourishment to the earth. Yeah. We give, like we might think that's waste, right? It's not waste.
There's nutrients.
Yeah, there's nutrients, life force that the earth is asking for. And so it's actually like a payment and a gift to the earth.
It's a gift.
Yeah. And we can give that in a way that we can become more mindful and aware that like this is for her and I'm releasing something and the earth knows exactly how to transmute that and what to do with that. And that's actually her vital life force. And so I just think
that's
beautiful.
It is. It's just something as simple and beautiful as peeing, going to the bathroom outside on the earth. I mean, that can be a profound experience. It is. It's all these little things that just when we really drop in and we're present with it, there's intention, there's meaning, there's a contribution that's occurring. And just really looking forward to it and just sharing that space.
Yeah.
And walking away, just feeling so connected and clear.
Me too. And as we close this conversation, you know, it's just really about this space that we've created together and that's available is really about inviting in more presence. It's an invitation for more presence and more connection. And just like Aurora shared about checking in with your yoni, if, you know, you're on the fence or the space is calling you, checking in with your yoni is a really great invitation already in the medicine of the retreat, and just to check in and ask her and be open and receptive to however the answer reveals itself. And sometimes you might hear something or feel something in that moment, and it just depends on how practiced you are and how open you are in that moment. And if you don't, like, the answer is there and she's revealing it. So I think that that's a really great invitation, is to ask your yoni, hey, yoni, Do we want to do this? You want to do this? What do you think about this? Like, would this be really healing? And
notice how she feels. Like, does she, do you feel her tingle or open up or become warm or wet? You know, just kind of noticing the sensations when you ask the question, you know, and how it feels. Those are signs to listen to. And then, of course, there's us too. Like, we can, we're here to answer any questions that may be there for you.
Yeah, absolutely. We are accessible. And if you visit my website, you can book a discovery call and we can connect. You can also shoot an email with any questions or anything that you'd like to share in that. And also, what shows up for me is the question itself is the answer. And if you've made it this far in this conversation, I'm just going to make an assumption. that there's probably a high probability this medicine is calling you. And so we're here for it. And thank you so much, Aurora, for sharing your energy, your heart, your yoni, you in this space with all of us, and just being in it for the journey and being someone who is dedicated to showing up for the expansion of life and being willing to reach into those edges of uncomfortability that bring beautiful, beautiful gifts.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you so much for sharing this space with me today and this retreat experience.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're good. And,
until next time.
Thank you for tuning your consciousness to this episode of The Naked Human. However you find yourself, whether it's relieved, enlightened, triggered, or as if the past minutes were a complete waste of your time, it's perfect. Be present to it and allow it to be the medicine you need. I welcome your feedback and heartfelt reflections of how this episode impacted you. You can share with me online at thenakedhumanpodcast.com. And if you're feeling called for a more personalized experience into your nakedness, I invite you to join our community of wild women in person or online. You can find more specifics at thenakedhumanpodcast.com. And until next time, bye!